Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hi, Robin.
And our own Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Brooks, is it my imagination, or are there two things in Duluth that I haven't seen for a while? Tourists and the lake walk off of Canal Park.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're about to see a lot more of both of those categories. The half-mile section of the lake walk on Canal Park recently reopened with some major changes that will reinforce it against big storms on Lake Superior and provide a big new walking path and seats and a bike path for folks coming back to the lake. The $16 million project is hopefully going to prevent the kind of damage we saw in October 2017, and then again in April and October 2018. You might remember those storms tore up the boardwalk and pavement, uprooted light poles and rocks, and just swept benches and parts of the trail away. So, yeah, the part of the Lake Walk and Canal Park that was fenced off for several months, well, the fences have come down. People are back at it. And of course, with grandma's coming this weekend, it will be a very busy place.
Well, yeah, as everybody hits the lake walk for grandmas and comes back to Duluth, you've got a story about a local boy made good beyond Duluth.
Absolutely. Duluth native Thomas Nides has been picked by President Joe Biden to be the next U.S. ambassador to Israel. Now, the Senate still has to confirm this appointment, but it comes at an interesting time in Israel's history. The country has just installed a coalition government to replace outgoing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So Nides was born in Duluth in 1961. He's a Duluth East graduate, and he at one point convinced, then Vice President Walter Mondale to speak at graduation ceremonies. He's a veteran diplomat at this point, at one point, serving as a Deputy Secretary of State. Republican Representative Pete Stauber, who represents Duluth, also said he looks forward to working with him and supporting his choice.
All right. Well, back home and on the Superior side, Danny, there's a change or addition coming to the police department, kind of along the lines of reform that some activists have called for.
Yeah, as we're seeing, more intense scrutiny of law enforcement over their use of force when responding to calls across the nation, Superior Police are adding a position that will work with officers to respond to crisis calls or mental health and substance abuse and calls related to homelessness. And this is something that Superior Police Chief Nick Alexander says he's been looking for several years in response to a growing number of mental health related calls. Oftentimes when officers go out on these calls, they have to decide whether they're going to arrest someone, do nothing, or encourage a person to seek care. Or in some cases, they have to take an individual against their will to the hospital if they're a danger to themselves or others. And that can tie up resources, and it can also delay the care that people receive. And so they're hoping that by having this new position, which would be a community outreach specialist, they're looking to hire a mental health professional that would be able to bridge the gap and provide services to community members who need it when they're in crisis.
And headed back to the lake, and not the lake walk, but out to Iron County, you've got word of a celebration of the cleanup of Saxon Harbor.
Yeah, and like Brooks mentioned before with the lake walk, these severe storms have really been wreaking havoc on the shorelines of Lake Superior. And 5 years ago, we saw up to 10 inches of rain in just 24 hours dumped across northern Wisconsin, and that sparked flooding that claimed several lives and caused more than $41 million in damage, and Saxon Harbor was one of the areas that was hardest hit. They've had to do just under $15 million worth of repairs to the harbor after the marina and campground there were destroyed when the Oronto Creek basically became a raging river. And so now, after 5 years of work, the harbor is restored with some improvements, which were kind of difficult to get because federal emergency management dollars have some strings attached. In a lot of cases, they can't make improvements to make areas more resilient to the potential for these kinds of storms in the future. They have to build it back the way it was. But they were able to make some changes at the harbor. You know, they repaired a road. They put in a bigger bridge. The boat slip there can accommodate bigger boats than it did before. And so there's been a lot of improvements that they're hoping will be enjoyed by people as they're coming back down to the water. And hopefully avert some of the rains or flooding that we might see in the future. As scientists say that global warming increases the frequency and intensity of these types of rainstorms.
All right. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
And Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks, Robin.
You can read stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport. And be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. Our theme song was written and performed by Bruce Nelson of South Range, who's been composing a song a day during the pandemic, and he'll be with us next week to share a few. We'll see you then. Stay safe, everyone.
Simply Superior, news and issues from a superior point of view. Gather to mirror your life and interests with the goal of helping you to understand the world we live in and the region we hold dear. By sharing the stories and information you'll enjoy and want to hear. Superior point of view, gathered to mirror your life and interests with the goal of helping you to understand the world we live in and the region we hold dear. By sharing the stories and information, you'll enjoy and